I want you to turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation or a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are made new. Now, my subject tonight, the new creation or the newness of life. And if we're going to have a new life, we're going to have to get in Christ, because that's the only place that we can find a new life. And I want you to go with me to Romans, the 6th chapter, and let's see if we can find this new life. In Romans chapter 6, the Apostle Paul speaking to the church at Rome. Now, he just told them about all of the benefits that they can receive. But now he tells them that all of these benefits are in Christ. And now you need to get in Christ in order to have these benefits. You know, when you go to check on a job, one of the things you want to know, what kind of benefits do we have? When I became a Christian, I wanted to know, what do I have in Christ Jesus that I didn't have in some of these denominations? See, I've been members of two different denominations, and I didn't have nothing in them. I wanted to know, what did I have? Well, the minister carried me to the Word of God and let me know what I have. Romans chapter 6, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that the grace of God may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Now you're dead. When you go back to the book of Ephesians chapter 2, Paul said God has quickened us. So now we were dead. But now, do I want to be made alive in Jesus Christ? Do I want to walk in the newness of life? Have you ever seen a dead man walking? I've never seen a dead man walk. Now, when you see that dead man walk, you let me know, because I'll be gone. But now, he says, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. Now I'm dying into death, that like as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in what? In the newness of life. I've got to be raised from the dead in order to walk in the newness of life. So when I obey the gospel of Jesus Christ as a dead man, buried, resurrected, now I can walk in the newness of life, and I can serve the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what it said in verse 5. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. There is the newness of life, and now I can live this new life by the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That same power that raised Jesus up from the dead is the same power that's working in my life. And that's why we have to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and his resurrection. Now I can walk in the newness of life. Raised from the dead. Now we're walking in the power of the resurrection. We're walking in the newness of life. In Galatians chapter 2:20, Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. I got to be crucified now before I can die. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God that loved me and gave himself for me. So now I'm walking with Jesus Christ. I've been crucified with him in Philippians 2, now that I have been crucified with Christ, I've been buried with him, I'm resurrected with him, I'm walking in the newness of life, now I got to have the mind of Christ. See, my mindset have got to change if I'm going to walk in the newness of life. In Philippians 2, I've let this mind be in you, which also is in Christ Jesus, who thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he didn't make of himself any reputation. And you see, Paul talked about us being able to boast with the benefits that we have in Jesus Christ in Romans chapter 5. Why can I boast? I can boast because I have been resurrected by Jesus Christ, and he has given me all of the benefits that I need to walk in this life, and therefore the picture of the believer is identified of the death, burial, and resurrection is a picture of the identification with Christ in his death, burial, and resurrection. Remember what Paul said in Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1. This is why now I can walk in the newness of life, and I don't have to worry about being condemned. He said, now there is therefore no condemnation to them who walk not after the flesh, but in the spirit. I don't walk after the flesh no more. You know why? Because I'm a new man. And now I have to walk with Jesus Christ. And that's why Paul could say in Colossians chapter 3, look at Colossians chapter 3. Paul could say, if you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above and not on the things on the earth. For you are dead. There we are. We are dead. And your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Now I'm walking with Jesus in the newness of life. You see, I've been raised with him. And you know what Paul went on to say? Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. And he deals with some of those members which are upon the earth. Now why can I mortify? Well, when I turn to Titus, the chapter 2 and verses 11, he said, the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto who? Unto all men, teaching us that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Why? We're looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who has redeemed us with what? With his blood. Wasn't that one of the benefits we've been talking about? He redeemed us with his blood and have purified, you see, a peculiar people that we should be zealous of good works. Now, I'm walking in the newness of life. When I was a dead man, I couldn't do no work, could I? But now that I have been raised with Jesus and I'm walking in the newness of life, now I can do what God wants me to do. And you know why I have got to live the life that I live in this world today and in the church? Because I am seeking to do the righteousness of God, I'm getting ready for eternity. I got to walk in the newness of life. I got to walk like God wants me to walk. Look at Ephesians chapter 4, and let's look at verse 24, and look what Paul had to say about this life. Paul said that you put on the new man. You got the new man. You done pulled off the old man. You got the new man, which after God is created in what? In righteousness and true holiness. Now, why do I need righteousness and true holiness in the new man? Well, do you want to go home to live with God one day? I know you do. All of us do. I want you to turn with me to Revelation, the 19th chapter, and let's see. Now remember what Paul said about the church. See, the church belonged to Jesus. Over in Ephesians chapter 5, 23, husband, love your wife, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might present it unto himself holy, without spot, without blemish. In other words, when the Lord come back, he won't be a church. Remember now, Jesus is the bride, is the bridegroom, and the church is the bride. Well, if the church is going to be the bride, and we got to be dressed when the wedding come, when we walk down the aisle to meet the bridegroom, don't you want to be looking good as a bride? Now remember, we are the church. How are you looking before God? How are you looking to God? Well, look at Revelation, the 19th chapter in verse 7. Let us be glad and do what? And rejoice. Now, rejoicing is one of those benefits that we mention in the book of Ephesians as well as Romans. Let us be glad and rejoice. Why are we rejoicing? He said, and give honor to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come. The marriage of the Lamb has come. We're getting ready to meet the Lord. You see why I need to walk in the newness of life? Let me wrap it up, because my time is gone. Look what he say. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in what? In fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. You see, we got to be all dressed up and ready to meet the Lord when the marriage of the Lamb comes. Now, we haven't lived right, you see, and walked in the newness of life, then we can't meet God right, because we won't be dressed for the wedding. And if you are not dressed for the wedding, what is the Lord going to say? Depart from me, I never knew you. That's what God's going to tell us if we're not dressed. If you have not walked in the newness of life, you got a problem. You need to get in Christ Jesus if you're not in the Lord. And the only way you can do that is through baptism. In Galatians chapter 3, 26, he said, we are all the children of God by faith. We're in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized were into Christ, have done what? Have put on Christ. Now, if you put on Christ, you all dressed up. You know, when I got ready to come tonight, I got all dressed up, didn't I? Because I wanted to look good to you. And that's the same way I've got to do it when I meet the Lord. So I've got on my garments. God has blessed me to have all of my sins remitted. And I'm not stained with sin now. I've been washed in the blood of Jesus, and I'm all dressed up. And I'm waiting for the bridegroom to come. May God bless you. Let me extend the invitation. If there's anybody here tonight that have not obeyed the gospel of Jesus Christ, you need to obey the gospel. And that's the only way that you'll ever get to heaven. Somebody said, well, I want to go to heaven, but I want to go my way. You can't go to heaven your way. You see, when Jesus was on his way back to heaven in John the 14th chapter, you notice what he said? Jesus told him, let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid. If you believe in God, you believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. but I'm going to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I'm going to come again. And where I am, I will receive you. And so if you want to get to God, do you know you got to go through Jesus? And the only way you can get in Christ is to hear the gospel. Romans 10:17, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You believe that Jesus is the Son of God. That's what the gospel taught you. That's what the gospel has told you. And now that the gospel has told you that Jesus died, was buried, and resurrected, and now you can represent that by faith, and then you got to repent, you got to have a change of mind to say, I'm going to accept Jesus as the Lord of my life. I'm going to do whatever God commands me to do. And now I make the good confession that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of a living God. And I believe that with all of my heart. I'm going down into the watery grave of baptism in order that I can make contact with the blood in order to have my sins remitted and washed away. Remember what Ananias, the preacher, told Paul, why tarry thou? He told him to arise and to be baptized and to wash away his sins. And that's what we have to do tonight. We have to be baptized to wash away our sins. Now that's God's invitation. That's God's plan. That's not my plan. It's not Victor's plan. It's not any of these other ministers' plan. That's God's plan. And so we're going to stand and sing the invitation. If you want to respond, you come down and give Victor your hand and God your heart. Whatever you need to do, you can do it tonight.
Cross, Christ will meet you there. He intercedes for you. Lift up your voice. Leave with